USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led U.S. House Judiciary Panel approves along party lines to start what the chairman calls an impeachment investigation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats on the panel claim that the vote was necessary to set parameters for how impeachment proceedings would be handled. The chairman of the panel is Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe could face charges for lying to investigators regarding the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The man suspected of murdering 22 people inside a West Texas Walmart is under indictment. El Paso County DA Jaime Esperanza announced on Thursday a grand jury handed down capital murder charges against the 21-year-old North Texas man. He's accused of walking into the big box store and opening fire last month. Astronomers find water on a planet twice the size of Earth. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years.
Thank you for that report, Wendy. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
As Democrats continue to prepare for Thursday night's Democratic primary debate, one of the things many of them will be looking to do is persuade voters. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Lee Carter. She's author of a new book titled Persuasion, Convincing Others When Facts Don't Seem to Matter, and she has some advice for some of the presidential candidates.
I'm hoping that we see some candidates making their case more effectively about what they stand for and why their America is going to be different or better than it is today. Because frankly, what I've been seeing from a lot of the Democratic candidates up until now is a lot of reaction to the president. And I often say that in persuasion, if you're reacting, you're not acting, and it's not necessarily the best place to be. So I've gone through some of the candidates' messaging, and I've looked at it, and I thought, oh gosh, it's surprising how much it is in response to the president. So Joe Biden says, our best days are still ahead of us. We are in a battle for the soul of America. He's very reactive to the president. Bernie Sanders says no one candidate is going to be able to beat Trump alone. It's going to take all of us. Elizabeth Warren says we're going to save our democracy. This is the fight of our lives. Mayor Pete, we cannot find greatness in the past. There is no again in the real world. So we have a lot of candidates out there who are fighting against the president. And I think it's important that we see candidates come out and make their case for what it is that's going to make them different or better than the other candidates on the stage.
Week two of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Carolina Panthers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.